This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mikey. How was your week?
My week was good. Last night, I went golfing with Dad. We went to a driving range. It was so manly.
Is that actually golfing if you just stand at the end and hit a ball?
I didn't even do that. I think I hit about 5 balls, got really bored like a child. Dad looked at me with such disappointment. He was good about it. I was just uploading things on my laptop. So I was sitting there doing work and Dad was lovely. He hit all my golf balls for me even.
I went about 10 years ago with a friend and his dad, and we thought we'd do like a double date. You know, like, you know, the dads and the sons.
Yeah.
And I've never played golf, and I always think I was swinging like Happy Gilmore, you know, like during a run-up. Then my dad kept trying to tell me what to do, and I think we hit the second hole, and I've turned around and said, you tell me one more effing thing, mate, and I'll put this club around the back of your head. So we didn't talk for the next 10 holes. So that's the only sport we've ever done together, me and my dad.
The first and last.
Yeah. I'm really excited. There's a new food coming out, very important food. A Japanese company is fusing science and sushi to create a nutrient-rich food individually for your requirements.
Right, okay.
So what do they envision? That people searching and uploading their food data to a digital platform that connects to a robotic arm, and then a 3D printer is going to make pixel cubes of edible gel that looks like sushi.
What?
How exciting is that?
Is it?
Well, no, not really, but the exciting thing. It sounds disgusting. I mean, who just wants? So it's just gel that's infused with colour and nutrients, but it's specially individually designed, and you know how they're going to get it?
How, Tom? So scared.
Oh, I'd be scared too. Let me tell you. Here's where it gets strange. Open Meals wants to create the 3D printed sushi by analysing your saliva, your urine, or your stool of the diner, so every piece is tailored for your individual needs.
Okay, so you've got to walk into the place and...
So before you go in, your poo-poo... Yeah. Or you can do it at home and upload your data so they know when you get there.
I have questions.
There's plenty of questions to this, let me tell you. Yeah.
If you've got the option of saliva, pee or poo, who would go with poo? In what world would you drop your Dax and you can just spit into a cup? What?
Well, I'm a bit worried whether this Japanese restaurant's just trying to save on food, and what happens if they're collecting the poo and they're just feeding that to you at the end?
Of course your mind went there.
No, this is disgusting. So they haven't happened yet, but it's going to happen. It's been out at a Texas fair and they're about to open the restaurant. So it's going to be, so you upload it, you spit in a cup. Yep, the little arm goes and makes you sushi exactly how you need it.
You know what? If I could spit in a cup and get my grilled burger on point, fair enough. But if they're telling me to drop my tax, that's when it gets weird. And that's where I'm scared more of the patrons that walk into the restaurant that decide to drop the tax instead of spitting.
Well, no, you have the toilet out the front. I mean, they're not...
At the front?
Yeah, you're not sitting at the table pooing. You know, that... Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like... It's weird. You don't walk into the restaurant and go to the bathroom straight. That's just weird.
But the sad thing is, it takes away the... Eating is fun. You know, this is take... When we start putting science into food, it just gets so boring. It's going to be like everything else. We'll all just be robots moving down. So, yes... Remember, so if you ever take your feces into this restaurant, make sure you get them back because you don't want to be fed them later on. That's all I can say.
Tom, I've got an addiction to haircuts.
You have plenty of your addictions, but that's okay. I thought you'd talk about the hair on your palms because that's a very bad addiction. Yeah.
Anywho, I've got an addiction to haircuts. I don't know if you ever came across this in your hairdressing experience. Did you ever have someone that just was a freak for the haircut?
There was a lot of... Men are worse than women in this day and age. It used to be girls were terrible. Guys couldn't have cared. They didn't even look up and you just cut it. Now they're so like, ah! Yeah.
Right. Well, I thought that it'd be a good idea to bring in my friend Bella, who's a student psychologist.
So is this a real friend or is this one of these paid friends that you have to use?
Bella's on the line now. Bella, are you a paid friend or a real friend?
Oh, we'll see how it goes and then we'll find out.
So Bella, I just want to confirm, you're not a psychic, so you're not going to be telling my future, but you're...
No, unfortunately, I wish, but no, just a normal psychologist.
In training. Lovely. So what are we starting off with? Does Mikey have problems? How long have you known this boy for?
A few years now, and he is always sporting a fresh cut, so I can see... Oh, wasn't necessarily a compliment. I can see that it could be an issue, but, yeah, he keeps under wraps, So that's sort of...
What's worrying me, he's so addicted to this hair. I mean, and he's young and he's Italian, so there's like a 99% chance he's going to lose it before he's 25. What's going to happen then?
Well, I guess that's the concern. So, yeah, look, I've got a few questions, I guess, to sort of try and get to the bottom of this.
Oh, that's...
So when you go to get your hair cut, do you go to the same place or see the same stylist each time?
I go to the same place. I'm not really fussed in who cuts my hair, but some of them there do suck at it. So, like, I prefer a good haircut.
Right, right. Okay. And do you get the same haircut each time or do you make big changes?
The other day I made a big change. I just decided to completely halve the length of my hair and it looked awful. Don't know why I did it, but I just thought, hey, let's get a short haircut today.
I will explain to you, Bella, he might think it looks different, but it looks exactly the same. I'm just going to show there's no difference at all. In his mind, there's a difference, but no.
Yeah. Maybe it's a problem.
Right, right. And so when you are getting your haircut, why do you want to do it? Like, do you like the process of getting your hair cut, or do you like the way you feel afterwards, or do you like the change? Like, what's the sort of driving factor?
I'd say it's the feeling afterwards, when I'm beforehand, because I try and let it run out, and it only ever lasts 2 weeks before I have to get another one. I'm like, oh, damn, I look ugly today, so I get a haircut. I'm like, oh, I'm beautiful again.
Do you know what? This is the truth, Bella. I was a hairdresser, and I'm convinced that 50% of the people come in just for human contact. Because you get a lot of people, especially some ladies that have come in that live on their own, older, to come in and get their hair done every week or every couple of days. Half the time, I think it's just for human contact.
Is he calling me an old lady?
Yeah, look, that wouldn't surprise me. I've done a bit of research into it. It's actually a topic that there's not been a lot of research done into, a lot of studies on the haircut obsession. But there's a few sort of things I thought I'd raise with you, and we can sort of go through and you can let me know what you think.
So
the first would be trichophilia, which is a fetishization of hair. So that's your body, your head, or otherwise. And so that might manifest in people being obsessed with shampooing their lover's hair or having their own hair shampooed.
So it is sexual then?
That's my question. Do you get any sexual gratification from haircuts?
Let me just stand up. Are you getting an erection while we're talking about hair? Let me check. This will start off where we're at. Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't, Bella.
All right. Okay. All right. So we can cross that one off. I guess the next one would be trichotillomania, which you may have heard of before. So that's an obsessive compulsive behaviour. A lot of people will pull out their hair from their eyebrows, their face, body or scalp. It's often explained as a response to stress. So I thought it might be trichotillomania by proxy in the form of haircuts.
Oh, wow.
Does that resonate with you?
Okay, well, sometimes I get eyelashes caught in my eyes, so sometimes I pull them out like that. And then, but is that a thing? Is that part of it?
Yes, that's creepy. That is. Say that word again. Zubba-dubba-dubba-dubba-da. You've got an obsession with pulling your hair out.
I don't do it all the time. It's just like when it's dangling in my eyes and
sweetheart, if you haven't been, those eyebrows are plucked to an inch of themselves. I mean, as if you've been pulling them all morning.
This is just an attack, Mike. I thought this was a therapy session. I'm feeling so attacked right now.
So, yeah, that would be trichotillomania.
Can you say that one, Tom?
Trichotillomania.
Yeah, there you go. Good
Don't ask me to spell it. But we're all right.
Don't ask me to spell it either. And then another one that could be similar, but this one's a lot less widely known, is this one's going to, I'm going to struggle with this one, trichotemnomania, which is the obsession with cutting or removal of one's own hair. The idea is very similar to trichotillomania, but there was a few case studies on this one, which was interesting. People who would present to like a doctor with really, really short hair and they wouldn't know how it got so short, and then it would be revealed that it wasn't alopecia or anything. They'd actually just cut it themselves.
But I have this weird thing, like, I don't like body hair that much, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it on my shoulders, on my back. I'm like,
nobody wants body hair on their back or their shoulders. But you're Italian, mate. You've got no choice. It's coming whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Okay, doc, give me the diagnosis. What's wrong with me?
Well, look, it's tricky to say. And as Tom was sort of saying, I think that in your case, it could just be more of a social thing. You know, a lot of people do go to the salon and it has been compared to a therapy session in a lot of ways. You know, it's more affordable, it's more accessible, and it's a different dynamic as well. You're not sitting in front of a therapist face-to-face having to tell them all your problems. So I wouldn't be too concerned, but more so for your wallet than anything.
Oh, yeah, that is a big problem. Bella, thank you so much for coming in and telling everyone I'm normal. I feel so excited now.
Well, look, let's just clarify. Bella didn't actually say you were normal.
That was not the diagnosis.
Isn't it funny how he only hears what he wants to hear?
Gather round, folks. It's time for Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Yeah.
But you can mention every week when I give you. You don't take. You should be taking notes. Here's a pen.
Okay.
What's the issue today, young lady?
The issue today, Tom, is when should you throw out your childhood teddy? Because I still have mine in my room.
Your mother and I have discussed this. So this is a hard one. So when should you throw your teddy away?
Yeah.
So if I'm speaking as Mama DJD, you know, yeah, I would be saying, grow up and throw that away. You know,
right.
Yeah, time to get a real job and move it out to the house. Yeah. But as your friend, I know how little and lonely you are in your bed. So I think you need to keep it for as long as possible.
I'm taking notes. Comma, lonely.
Well, you're very lonely. There's not much going on, so it's the only action you're getting in bed, so you probably need it.
But little and only was good. You kept going. That's fine.
But I am, like, your mother is concerned, and it is time to throw it out and grow up and be a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's time to go. Okay.
It depends, because, I mean, I tell you what, my dad never liked me having a bear in my bed either, but I married him 19 years later. I've still got him, yeah.
Recently, Woolies and Coles, they've made a ban on plastic bags.
Or single-use bags.
Yes. They still got those.
They still have the ones in there to put your tomatoes in and all of that. So they hadn't done the whole hog.
Though I found out that apparently they're somewhat biodegradable, the ones that are for the tomatoes and your veggies.
So they tell you.
That's what I thought. Anywho, so single-use plastic bag consumption in Australia has actually reduced by over 80% following a ban on the two supermarkets, Coles and Woolies.
Do you know, I was really excited because that's 1.5 billion plastic bags that have not gone into landfill. And I actually got really excited, and that's why I thought we should talk about it, because this is what People Power did actually remove. Yes. That had nothing to do. But I was actually now reading another article to say that it's actually not that great as we might think it is.
Oh, really? I thought this was a positive.
No, me too. That's what I'm saying, but this just shows you how things can change. There's been a professor who's been following this in 10 different countries, so he's been watching. So since we banned the plastic, single bag plastic use, bin liners sales have gone up 80%. When you think about it, bags that we pick up dog poo have now gone up. So, and the other bags that they make us buy, the 15-cent ones, take 10 times longer to break down, if they ever will break down. And we're still buying those bags as a single use. Now, I'm going to admit that I've done the same. I didn't have poo bags, so I'm using those 15-cent ones while I'm walking the dog and wiping them up and throwing them straight in the bin. And they are big, thick and heavy.
Yeah.
So here we go. You're right, Mike. I started off saying we've got to talk about the positive of how great that People Power has removed it.
And also think about the single-use plastic packaging around apples and whatnot. I mean, the NRA Manager of Industry Policy, David Stout, stated he was confident that the major supermarkets will now work to implement environmentally friendly alternatives to other single-use packaging products. But he's confident. But he hasn't... nothing made yet.
I don't like going into supermarkets. I find those fluoro lights make me get the jitters. And when I see people that are in activewear that... Yeah, it spins me out. I don't like it.
Supermarkets are a good experience for you.
But then I was in there the other day and I said to Wayne, there was one mushroom wrapped in plastic sitting on a styrene tray. And I'm going, it's a mushroom. I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, what do we need to be having that wrapped up for?
You know what I was intrigued about? I thought that Woolworths and Coles were only doing this as a means of virtue signalling, you know, like trying to wave their flag of, look at us, we're goody, 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 as a moneymaker. But without getting too far into the economics, Woolworths stock prices plummeted pretty quickly after the announcement of the ban on plastic bags. They're now back on a steady rise. But yeah, I thought it was a big publicity stunt, but it wasn't. So maybe they actually have tried to do something out of the goodness of their hearts.
So the way the world is going, we all need to try and do it. We take our bags, we think we're doing better, but everyone, an orange comes in its own container. You don't need to put an orange in a plastic bag to put it inside a bag.
Hey, Tom, you heard the goss?
Did I hear the goss? Well, did you hear, don't let your pet swim in the Port Phillip Bay because dogs are coming out with rashes.
They're coming out with rashes?
Yeah, I wish I knew that warning before I went to all those nightclubs.
Look, Tom, I heard Dolly Parton wrote Jolene in one day.
I knew that girl was talented, but what's she been doing with the other 9,999 days she's been alive? Lazy bitch.
Look, did you hear that NASA has reported 53% of astronauts on short-term shuttle flights get herpes breakouts due to the stress space travel puts on their immune systems?
That's why you should always wear protection when someone's around your anus.
Look, after spending years hidden behind wigs at every public appearance, Aussie singer Sia has attended the Fashion Los Angeles Awards without her trademark disguise.
Oh, that's so nice to finally see her.
That one's terrible.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.